Well, hello and welcome once again to another Battle Site for Christ radio broadcast right here on the Just Jesus Network. Oh, what a joy it is and a privilege to be able to come to you this way. God has laid so much on my heart, I'm just boiling over with things that God would have me pass on to everyone else. Oh, not that I'm privileged more than other pastors out there or preachers. No, not at all. But sometimes God talks to me in a special way deep down inside, and I got to listen. Yeah, I want to listen. God has been so good to me. So good indeed. Well, the title I've given my message today is quite simple. I called it Christianity versus Religion. Christianity versus Religion. Wow. Oh, thank you, Lord God, for this message you placed in my heart. I pray, Lord, you'd give me utterance, and that the ears of those, Lord, who are tuned in, that they would be very attentive to what's going on, Lord God. Please, Lord. Go before me now in Jesus' wonderful name, I pray. Amen. Amen. You know, everybody has a religion. Yes. Because everybody believes in something. Although they won't quickly admit to it, but that's all that religion is. It's a belief in anything. Now, when you come up to me and say on the street and say, I'm a religious guy, sure, I believe in God. Well, that doesn't necessarily hold much water, you know. Believing in God and believing what Jesus did at Calvary, they have to go together. They have to intertwine, as it were. You see, I can say to you, I'm a Christian. And why would I say I'm a Christian if I'm, you know, just filled with religion? I mean, I know lots of people who are, you know, they could quote a lot of scripture and they could, you know, just send you flying with their talk behind the pulpit. But yet, it only comes out as religion. Religion. You see, Christianity needs to have a special meaning to it, and it does. Christianity is the express belief in Christ. The express belief in Christ. The very name Christ is part of the word Christianity. Okay? But not all who name the name of Christ are believers in Christianity. That might sound kind of backwards and a little bit confusing, but it's true. Nonetheless, even Satan names the name of Christ, but assuredly he is no Christian. No, he's not. He's no Christian. Many of the religions of the world, well, they name the name of Christ, but are they really Christians? Are they? Is a Hindu a Christian? Is a Buddhist a Christian? Huh? Is a Mormon a Christian? How about a Jehovah Witness? Are they Christians? And is a Catholic? Wow, there's one you get some trouble with. Is a Catholic really a Christian? Is a Protestant a Christian? Not all who name the name of Christ, you know, are Christians. No, not at all, not at all. A fellow by the name of Ron Carlson, a very respected preacher and president of Christian Ministries International, is an authority on world religions and, now get this, on Christian cults. Mr. Carlson made this interesting observation using Buddhism in his example. Now listen carefully. I'm going to read this. I want you to listen very carefully, okay? Or you may have to play it over again, which is fine. He wrote, "A former Buddhist recounts his life." And this is a quote he came up with. "When I was a Buddhist, it was like..." Now, this is a former Buddhist. He's not anymore, okay? He said, "When I was a Buddhist, it was like I was drowning in a big lake. I didn't know how to swim. Uh-oh. I was going under for the third time." You know what that means? No more coming up. That's bad. Now, continue on with all due respect. All due respect indeed, yes. Buddha walked up to the edge of the lake, and Buddha began to teach me how to swim. Buddha said, "Now, start moving your arms and your legs." Buddha said, "You must make it to the shore yourself." Wow. Then Jesus walked up to the edge of the lake. But Jesus did not stop there. No. He didn't stop there. Jesus Christ dove into the lake. And he swam out. And he rescued me. And he brought me to the shore. And after he brought me to the shore, then he taught me how to swim. So I could go back and rescue others. Mr. Carlson added this important note: religion is a man's attempt to reach God. Christianity, on the other hand, is God's attempt to reach man. You got that? Is that so ultra important? Yes, it is. A lot of people walk around saying, "I'm a Christian." Yeah. They call themselves Christian because there ain't nobody else. There ain't nothing else they can think of at the moment. But I am a Christian. I am a Christian. Are you? Can you honestly say, "Yes, I am a Christian. I know for sure, no doubt about it. I received Christ as my Savior a long time ago, and I'm a Christian." Let's look to Webster. Webster, first of all, we'll see what his dictionary has to say. All right? Christian. A member of one of several Protestant religious bodies. That's a member of one of several Protestant religious bodies. Ah, Catholicism is not even mentioned. This definition, however vague, is true and to the point. Yes, a Christian is a member of a religious body. Yes. But that body must be, here it comes, that body must be Christ. Now that, Christ. No other body, it must be Christ. The Holy Bible makes it clear that a Christian is one that is in Christ. And Christ is in him. That's pretty plain talking, isn't it? Huh? Now, for me to be in Christ, a transformation must take place. A transformation must take place if I'm to be in Christ. In other words, since we are all sinners, and since Christ is sinless, it is not possible for us to be like him while we are laden down with sin. We can't be like Christ if we're laden down with sin. No. We must have the sin issue dealt with. Have you got that? We must have the sin issue dealt with first. Only then can we be Christ-like spiritually, that is. That's why Jesus Christ took all our sins to the cross of Calvary and covered them with His blood, so that we, the sinners, could become Christians, could be in Christ. Now, if we are to become Christians, then we must ask Jesus, the Christ of God, to come into our hearts. Okay? I think you get that straight. And if we repent of our sins, He is quick to forgive us through His grace. Always. You know, as long as we're in these old bodies or young bodies, whatever, we're going to sin. But we have an advocate, Jesus the Christ. When we have become Christians, been born again, saved, then every sin is forgiven. Every sin is forgiven. Past, present, even the future. It is at this point that the Holy Spirit, you know the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity. It's at this point that the Holy Spirit comes to dwell within each of us. Now, the purpose of the indwelling Holy Spirit is to help us fight off the sinful nature that constantly assails the flesh of the believer. Oh, yes. While our spirit and soul are eternally secure, once we've made that proclamation, the flesh, that old flesh, will continue to battle with, you know who, huh? Satan. Oh, yes. It's a never-ending battle until we are taken out. Until we are taken out. Come quickly. Lord Jesus, come quickly. Only when we are taken home to heaven will our fleshly bodies be changed from corruptible to incorruptible or uncorruptible. Just like our Savior, Jesus Christ. Just like our Savior. Okay, now, we know what constitutes a Christian, right? The next step is to determine if we are, in fact, true Christians. True Christians. Not a dictionary Christian, but a godly Christian. You see, when Christ said to Nicodemus in John chapter 3, "Except a man be born again," that's from above, "he cannot see the kingdom of God." That's a quote. "Except a man be born again from above, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Jesus did not say, "Unless a man be a born-again Christian." No. One cannot be technically born again if they are already a Christian. See, once a Christian, always a Christian. You can't say, "Well, I used to be a Christian, but I fell out of, you know, contact with God, so I'm going to become a Christian again." You can't do that. You can't do that. You can ask for forgiveness if you truly were a Christian. That works. But once a Christian, always a Christian. Okay? Now, back in the Dark Ages, a great many people were murdered in the name of Christianity. You probably already know that. They were murdered in the name of Christianity. So-called Christians wielded the axe, the sword, and the guillotine in random massacres of multitudes under the banner of Christianity, where in fact their very actions were provoked by Satan. That old devil. Satan left a horrible portrait of Christian disillusionment that still grows like a bramble bush at the front at the foot, rather, of God's sacred tree in the dust of Golgotha. And it prevents sinners from coming to Jesus. I fear there are too many that profess to be Christians with their mouths, that's the thing I'm talking with, my mouth, while their hearts confess the ways of the devil. Oh, wow! I hope you're staying with me for this, because this is a very exciting, Christianity can sometimes be very misinterpreted. And that's what I'm trying to do here, is to interpret it so that we understand. And that's what Christianity and religion cannot be the same. They cannot be the same. The Holy Spirit is to help us fight off the sinful nature that plagues us all the time and constantly assails the flesh of the believer. Oh yes, you've probably experienced that at some time or other. While our spirit and goal are eternally secure, the flesh continues to battle with Satan. This old flesh, it continues to battle with Satan. Only when we are taken home to heaven will our fleshly bodies be changed from corruptible to what? To what? Uncorruptible or incorruptible, just like our Savior Jesus Christ. Wow. Are you looking forward to that day? I know I am. Okay, now we know what constitutes a Christian, right? Okay, the next step is to determine if we are, in fact, true Christians. Now, a lot of people say, yes, I'm a Christian. Well, why are you a Christian? Because I'm nothing else. I'm not a Jehovah's Witness. I'm not this, I'm not that. I'm a Christian. My father was a Christian, so I'm a Christian. Oh, hold on now, hold on. Now, this gets a little bit tough at times. And while our spirit and soul are eternally secure, the flesh continues to battle with Satan. That's a never-ending battle as long as we're in this flesh. Only when we are taken home to heaven will our fleshly bodies be changed. Will they be changed? Except a man be born again from above, he cannot see the kingdom of God. No. Jesus did not say, unless a man be a born again Christian, one cannot be technically born again if they are already a Christian. Have you got that? A lot of people say, well, I used to be a Christian. Okay, I'll be a Christian again. No, you're either a Christian or you're not. And if you're not sure about being a Christian, now is the time to do it. Get on your knees. Do it. Talk to God in the name of Jesus. Repent and believe in the gospel. Get it done. Get it over with. Born again, so essential. In other words, you are not a Christian unless you are born again. Back in the Dark Ages, a great many people were murdered in the name of Christianity. So-called Christians wielded the axe, the sword, and the guillotine. Oh, they came about in random massacres of multitudes under the banner of Christianity. Wow. When in fact, their very actions were provoked by Satan. Satan is the culprit. He always was, always will be. The old devil had set his sights on destroying what true Christianity was all about. Needless to say, Satan left a horrific portrait of Christian disillusionment that still grows. It still grows like a bramble bush at the foot of God's sacred tree in the dust of Golgotha. I fear there are too many that profess to be Christians with their mouths, while their hearts confess the ways of the devil. While their hearts confess the ways of the devil. You know, it grieves my heart when so many so confidently believe that they perceive God is saying through His holy text things like laying down your life for your friends or brothers is God's promise of heaven. Have you ever heard that? If you get killed in the war, you're certain of heaven. I was told that. I wasn't born again when I was in the military. But they always told me that if you lose your life fighting for your country, then you are a Christian and you are going to heaven. This is not so. That's a lie. Right from the pit, it's a lie. It will not come about. No, not come about. When I was a young Catholic boy, and my dad was off to the war, many times my Catholic superiors would reassure me of that, that if he got killed in the war, I would know for certain that he was in heaven. Not so. Not so. Today I know this to be a great lie perpetrated by Satan. Only repentance from and the faith in Jesus Christ makes salvation possible. You got that? Only repentance from and faith in Jesus Christ makes salvation possible. First of all, we must define what Holy Scripture means by friend or brother. Jesus said, greater love hath he, or hath no man, than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. John 15:13. Now people say, well, if I get killed in the war, I'm fighting for my friends, for my country, so this is the greatest love there can be, so I must be a Christian. No, that's a lie. It is not. It is not apparent that when Jesus speaks of friends and brothers, He is making reference to believers. Have you got that? Is it not apparent that He's making reference to friends or brothers, those who are saved? If we think otherwise, do we not blemish the very names of those martyrs who have died in the faith? It's a sad fact. But not all who have died fighting for their home and country have found entry through heaven's gates. No. Perhaps not as many as you wish to believe. If this were so, then all the war dead that were in heaven, that were heaven bound rather, regardless of the religious affiliation, they'd be good. They'd be on their way. There'd be no stopping them. Then Christ would have died in vain. You see, He shed His blood once. Think of that. Once. On the tree at Calvary. For all. No other way. You can't shed your blood and then say, well, I did what Christ did, so I'm going to heaven. No, you can't do that. That doesn't work. You're not God. You're not Jesus. Keep that in the back of your mind. You're not. You're not. Another misconception from Scripture. Christ tells us that we are to call no man Father. When I was a Catholic, Father, Father that, Father this. Jesus is talking to Christians, the saved. Although He tells us we have only one Father, one God in heaven, you must understand, however, this application does not include our biological fathers. No. Those whom Jesus really warns us against are those of the priesthood and other religious sects or cults that solicit a type of God. A type of God. An excellent book that will help you in your understanding of Scripture is available at a local library. It's entitled Alleged discrepancies of the Bible by John W. Haley. You might want to look it up. You'll gain some important knowledge through it. Yes, you will. A man carries a cult member. A man marries, a cult member knowing that she is an antichrist. She doesn't believe in Christ. She does not believe in the deity of Jesus Christ. Is this man a Christian? God forbid. Read also John 15:14. Jesus says, "You are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you." Whatsoever I command you. My friends, nobody was once a Christian. No. If you think you were, then you think that if you think you were, guess what? Wrong. Wrong. Once a Christian, always a Christian. You can backslide as a Christian. However, you cannot lose your salvation. So you're asking, well, what if I change my mind and don't want to be a Christian any longer? Well, hear this. If you feel like that, then you never were a Christian. You only thought you were. You never were. You only thought you were. You perhaps went through the motions, maybe during a heated moment in time, when you felt pressured by those around you, like so many do today. Attending a church that has what they call a Christian rock concert. My friends, I urge you, I beseech you, that you will think very carefully the difference between Christianity and religion. The difference between Christianity and religion. There is a difference. One will get you to heaven. The other will send you to hell. You cannot be a born-again Christian unless you repent and believe in the gospel of Jesus Christ. That is the bottom line. There's no two ways about it. And don't let anybody tell you there is. God bless you for listening. I pray you'll tune in again next week for another story. A true story that Christ has laid on my heart over battle site for Christ. I ask now that you remember this message or listen to it again. Tell it to others that they may hear. For I ask it in Jesus' wonderful name, that he would be lifted up. Amen. Amen.